This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never knew that signed, sealed, delivered was what he said in this song. Gone my entire life not knowing that.
What did you think it was? This should be good.
I thought it was Drive to the Limit, to be completely honest with you.
Wow.
That's what I thought it was.
All right.
Thought it was, yeah, close though. Signed, sealed, delivered. Live from London, 2008. This is Stevie Wonder on 105.7 FM. The Fan during a Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show host, Green and Gold postgame show host, former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson right over here as well. Wendy's Big Show at 414-799-1250 if you want to hop aboard. Throwback Thursday nominees today. We go with America, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Lenny Kravitz or Neil Diamond. Go with one of those or one of your own at 105.7FM, The Fan on Twitter. Use the hashtag Big Throwback. You don't include the hashtag, your vote doesn't count. And really, then you just wasted your time. You don't want to do that. We want to maximize your time. Make every single moment better. That's why we give you chances to win $1,000 during the entire Wendy's Big Show. Guys, as we look ahead to round three, the Eastern Conference Finals, Sparky, last night, I understand it was probably very celebratory. I don't know exactly how much of this conversation you got into. We have a possibility to know who the Bucks will face tonight after the Toronto Raptors and Philadelphia 76ers play Game 6 in Philly. If Toronto wins, it'll be Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals, Monday night, Fiserv Forum, Bucks-Raptors. If this thing goes 7, Game 1 will be next Wednesday at Fiserv Forum, and it could be Raptors or 76ers in a decisive Game 7. But who would you rather see, and who would you rather see at 414-799-1250?
I want Philly gone, so give me Toronto and let's see what happens. I can't stand Philly. I don't like Jimmy Butler. I don't like Joel Embiid.
Now, I knew you didn't like Joel Embiid. I didn't know you didn't like Jimmy Butler.
Nah, he's a punk, too. I don't want him either. So him, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, I don't like any of them. So the sooner they're out of the playoffs, the happier I am. And then Toronto and the Bucks, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I do. I just think Siakam is going to be fun to watch. Kawhi Leonard versus Giannis, that's going to be a fun matchup. Watching Kyle Lowry choke another series, that's always fun. I think it's going to be a very, very entertaining series. So bring on Toronto.
Gary, it's interesting in this sense. Toronto knocks the Bucks out in the playoffs 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Giannis's first like real test where everybody looked around and said, okay, they could probably win this series.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they were the 3-6 against Toronto 2 years ago, Toronto wins in 6 games. Last time the Bucks are at this point in 2001, they lose to the Philadelphia 76ers. So for fans, there can be revenge on both sides. But for you, Gary Ellerson, who would you rather see, Toronto or Philly?
Well, I don't know if it much matters right now. I think the Milwaukee Bucks are just playing on a different level. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible the way the team is playing. I mean, the pieces around them. Listen, Philly has a lot of issues, right, with Joel Embiid. I think they'd be the easiest team to play. I just think they can get on Philly, and Philly will start just jawing at one another. And I think Toronto, for a team concept, is a little bit more together. They're going to try a little bit more. They'll stick together a little bit. So I think that series will be a little bit tougher. And plus, I think Toronto wants to slow it down a little bit. I mean, they want to play a little bit more half court. They don't want to be wide open. And I think that may cause some problem for the Milwaukee. But right now, either one. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I think the Bucks right now in the league of their own, it just feels like everything is working well for them. I just don't see much changing. I think Giannis, you get to it. I think Toronto may pose a bigger threat for him. in that I think they've got enough bodies to throw at, athletic bodies to throw at Giannis.
Especially with Gasol in the middle.
Right. But still, I mean, Giannis has proven that, you know, he can still kick the ball out to the open guy. I mean, his passing, no one's talking about it a lot. There your boy David back there already drinking beer on our
That's ABC amazing.
Audio video flat panel. Like, Frankie, where you get that one from, cuz?
That was the best part. Frankie finishes her wine. Yeah. Like, she wanted to be a part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, who's here? He just grabs another one from underneath. It's just like,
where did it come from?
Where was that?
Yeah.
Where was I when you ordered that one?
And I love, we may get off topic, but I love seeing what's happening too right now with the Bucks. I mean, they've kind of captivated everybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like.
We were just talking about people in Rhinelander watching NBA basketball.
They have captivated everyone. So I don't think it matters. I think they got that. I know Steve don't want it, but they got something magical is happening right now with the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, because everybody's saying right now, Chris Middleton don't deserve the 35, 30, whatever million he's going to make, right? Because he's not a real number two.
Right.
But they're winning.
And not caring when they're winning. So you're in like the mindset of like.
And you might as well just bite the truck off of Chris Middleton right now, folks. You don't like it.
Well, he's making some fat money. That's for sure.
If they keep going.
Big time money. All the money.
They have to keep it together.
So to borrow a trademark phrase from the LA Chargers from last year, which I thought was amazing.
What's that?
Any squad, any place. ASAP.
Right now.
These
jokers here, man, are playing some good basketball. Playing some good team basketball. And you can't quantify it. I mean, you see it happening and you just see it happening. It's crazy.
The bench, Sparky, has, I don't want to say surprised me because we talked about it all year long that they were a sum of their parts. They had so many different guys that they can throw at you that they know can be productive, not necessarily Giannis productivity, but give you legitimate minutes and be a viable option off the bench. Their bench right now looks like the most dangerous weapon in the playoffs because nobody really can run with them 1 through 8, 9, 10, however many you want to say.
Yeah, I think that is a weapon for sure, especially with Malcolm Brogdon back now. And then you have Pat Connaughton, who's been playing really well. 11 boards again. He really has been a huge difference maker for this team. Brogdon looks like he's pretty much in form based on how he played last night. So now, does that change the starting lineup? We talked about this yesterday. It'll be interesting to see what the lineup is for Toronto or Philly. Does Brogdon get put back into the starting lineup, or do they continue to ride with Mirotić in the starting lineup? I think Mirotić was a matchup thing against Boston. So with Brogdon back, but if he's still going to be on a minute restriction, do you put a starter in there even though he's on a minute restriction, or would you rather have that player come off the bench and more pick and choose your spots a little bit better as far as key points in the game where you want to put him in? That's going to be all coming down to Budenholzer and his coaching staff, but I would agree that the bench is going to be a big deal, and the Raptors bench hasn't played nearly as well as it has earlier in the year. VanVleet has kind of gone away on them, and they need to get him back to playing good basketball again because he was a saving grace to Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this plays out with Toronto. But if it's Bucks-Toronto, it very well could be decided by the bench.
Would you say that for you, Sparky, now you said it because you don't like the 76ers, you just want them gone. Do you believe that one of these teams is a better pure basketball matchup for the Bucks?
I don't think Philly's very deep, so I think Toronto probably is deeper than Philly at this point. But the Joel Embiid deal, Bucks don't, I mean, they'll try with Giannis, and Joel Embiid will try on Giannis, and that'll be that matchup. And the only thing about that is he's probably not going to be able to stay on the floor very long.
Right.
So that doesn't really concern me as far as Joel Embiid. Jimmy Butler's a dog. He's gonna score a bunch of points, right? I mean, we just assume that's gonna happen.
And he's gonna try to go at the Bucks if he plays.
Right, sure he is.
For sure,
but he can't do it by himself. And Tobias Harris isn't all star. Tobias Harris. He's a fourth option. He legitimately has become the fourth option. He should be the second option, to be honest with you. But he's become the fourth option. It should be Butler and Tobias Harris the first two options, and then Embiid, and then Ben Simmons dead last of those four. And the only reason Embiid is third is because he can't stay out there, and you don't know how long he's going to play every night. You know Tobias Harris can give you 35 to 40 minutes. You know Jimmy Butler's going to give you 35 to 40 minutes. Joel Embiid might be lucky to get you 25, 26 minutes on a given night lately. So you can't, in my opinion, you can't build an offense around a player that may or may not be there most of the game. So for me, going back to what your question was, Philly probably is a better matchup for the Bucks as far as who they could beat.
Yeah.
But I hate Philly. I just want them out. So out you go. Let's beat Toronto and go to the finals.
That's fantastic.
They're going to beat either one.
Okay.
Right?
You're just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither one of these teams are more talented than Boston.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see either
one
of these
teams. So are you saying teams. Like 5-6? You're saying this is going to... You're saying this pretty emphatically that this thing's
if
over.
If it's Philly, probably 4 or 5.
Whoa.
Oh. If it's Toronto, it might go 6.
It might go 6.
Might go Man. 6. But Philly, I don't see how Philly goes longer than 5.
Oh, they I would love it.
Kawhi, they sweet Kawhi is working hard right now for his points.
Big time. Yeah. Very,
you
very
want
hard.
This, you want this to go another game, just so
Oh, full. Yeah,
and
no
it,
doubt.
It really doesn't matter who. But
I hope this game goes into 17 overtimes
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, you want to go another game.
Sparky, can you tell us about Harry's Razors?
I can, Billy. Wow. Yes. Harry's Razors. Smooth shave. Super sharp blades. And your significant other will love the fact that you're actually using a razor that works the best of the best.
This dude is so bad in this game. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
It's okay. You're talking about T.O. and the 98 wildcard game between the Packers.
That's 9 drop balls. I knew he dropped a bunch of passes in this game, in the Owens game, but goodness gracious.
Thanks to ABC Audio Video for our flat screens from Chris for putting those up. Did you know the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving? That's true. Harry's Razors is here to educate you. And they're also here to tell you that over 10 million people have tried Harry's. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use Sparky, Sparky, at Harry's.com. It's going to cost you $3 and it's 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't like it, they'll give you your $3 back. Seriously, you're going to love it. So don't even worry about it. Now, Harry's combine a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. Blades have received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. For a limited time, only Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping. I said free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code Sparky at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show.
Game 6 of the Eastern Conference semis, Toronto and Philly tonight. Who do you want to see in the Eastern Conference finals for the Bucks? Show 105.7 FM, The Fan, Stevie Wonder. I'm not even gonna. I butchered names and stuff before. This is a beautiful live rendition.
Let's get a voting update.
Yeah, let's get one. Anthony Mandel on the other side. Hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan, for your nominees.
It is a tie.
Please tell me not Metal Church.
America and Metal Church.
America and Metal Church are tied on a Throwback Thursday.
There's the Orlowski.
Yeah.
Come on, America.
How about it?
Literally, come on, America.
Got to band together and start voting for artists instead of just... We got like 11 different votes for 11 different bands, except for...
America and Metal
except
Church.
Except for America.
Okay,
right.
Come on. I've seen a lot of America votes.
Well, who are Alaska vote for?
Metal Church. He started it.
Who is that?
I don't know, man.
Nobody knows
in this studio who that Metal Church is.
I don't even know why he even trying to do this all the time.
Because he's got people.
But he can't win.
Why not?
We got a rule.
The rule is you can't do it if you're here working.
No. The rule was if we don't know who it is, if it doesn't make sense. Well, I guess it was a Rami's rule.
That was Rami's rule.
And nobody didn't know it.
Because Rami didn't want to play that.
Because nobody playing. Didn't know. Nobody know. We ain't playing that. You got to come up with some. Now, if you want to go Black Sabbath or who's the joker that eat the chickens and stuff like they cut the necks off and all that.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper. I mean, them jokers like that, great. Play them. Kiss.
Did I hear that right?
It looks like good old KS is trying to reel somebody in right now that voted America but didn't use the hashtag.
Oh, yeah. Good old KS is a smart man. That's why he's a curator of Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, good old KS. Good. Thank you.
These other jokers, they can't get in. I'm sorry.
An American heavy metal band originally formed in San Francisco in the 1980s.
Some good names coming from the listeners, though. Shaggy, Bill Withers, Korn.
Shaggy. I like Shaggy.
There you go.
Heard of those people.
Good old KS, thank you. He said, don't forget how much you hate J.J. Redick as well with the Sixers, Sparky. That's true.
Yes, there's another one for you.
J.J. Redick. That's one of those guys I really don't like. That's another one. He's probably one on my list on that team.
Before we welcome in our special guests, let's get Jesse and Jackson in here at 414-799-1250. Who would you rather see, Toronto or Philly, Jesse?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks are playing at a level that it's just unbelievable. They got their teeth knocked in that first game, and, I mean, last time I spoke to you guys, they can just turn on a switch, and it's like when their coach gets on them, their defense is just unbelievable. They can just shut people down whenever they want to. When they really want to play basketball, they're unbelievable to watch, and they're fun to watch because they share the basketball so well. And the last thing I wanted to just say with the Middleton thing, listen, he's a good ball player, but you can't fall in love with a guy just because he's from here and whatever, and you can't put yourself, your franchise, in a bad situation overpaying for somebody even though they're having success. I would never pay $30 million for him. Even if you looked at his game the other night, he turns the ball over a lot of times, and he's not very good defensively. He's a good player, not worth $30 million.
Appreciate it, Jesse. So that's our first one.
Feelings on what guys were worth.
Leroy Butler leaping into the studio.
Man, I love Jesse. Stop that, Jesse.
Hey, there you are right there on TV, man. Come on, hurry up. Oh, you just missed it. It was a close-up of the back of your neck.
Why y'all got this game on?
Because Billy's never seen it.
I've never seen it before.
He can watch it another time.
He's never seen it. Well, now it's coming down to things go wrong.
That's why I said you just got here right in time, man.
1998 wild card game. Packers and Niners are on NFL Network with just under 2 minutes to go. Things are about to go very bad.
Leroy,
and it's the T.O. game, right?
Yeah, this is the T.O. game.
T.O. game where he's lost a fumble on the opening drive for the Niners, and y'all recovered. He's dropped several balls throughout the game as well.
I didn't realize how bad he actually played in this game until actually watching it.
But that's who he was at the beginning of his career. He dropped a lot of balls throughout his career. So not just
Leroy, you and Garrison Hurst there in the third quarter had a little scuffle over onto the 49ers sideline. Do you remember any of the words that you said to
him? I said something that was pretty derogatory.
It seemed like it. He didn't seem to like it very much.
I was that type of player, but people liked me, though, because I had a beautiful smile.
I thought you were speaking the word of God to him on the sidelines. I didn't think you were saying anything derogatory.
No,
that was probably Reggie.
I'm going to leave that alone.
There it is. Oh, two shots at a 36 ad. That's a big dude, though. Goodness
now,
gracious.
That fullback. And I think people know this, so just no break. So Twitter, don't be doing that. I missed this dude twice on one play in that final drive, 44.
Yeah, this big fullback.
I hit him once. He broke my tackle. I only lost one tackle ever. It was him.
That's it right there.
I'm gonna miss him again.
Oh,
man. God, Leroy. Missed him twice.
Did he have
look at that joke?
Yeah, stuff on his pants. You just slid right down.
Man, that dude big.
Look, then he got back up
again.
That joke was hard, right?
Look
there.
Look at that. He's just dragging folks.
Ty Williams got him down though.
That's the dude that's slamming his helmet into his face before the game. Headbutt in the locker and stuff.
Edwards.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Throwing up and walking in it.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Seen that guy before.
But you know, did they show the Jerry Rice fumble?
They did. Yes, they did.
It wasn't a fumble.
Stop, Steve. You sound like Tim Allen when you're talking about Jay Novacek. That was a fumble, cuz. We got a letter the following week said it was a fumble.
You also, Leroy, for as much heat as you gave me for asking a very, very legitimate football question,
that was
if I should wear my visor on my helmet.
It's not a football question. Year. It's about attire. You want to know how good you look.
You were a swaggy dude with those half arm sleeves, though. The white arm sleeves that you had going
Florida
on?
State.
Man,
Florida State. That's
understood what,
we
what was up, Leroy. Who would you rather see the Bucks play after?
Wait, 1 second. Can you explain to me how 46 seconds left in the game, Reggie White is not in the game, standing on the sidelines?
Oh, he had a possible turn the ankle. He turned his ankle. He stepped on one of the linemen's number 74 foot.
Yeah,
who's that left tackle? I forgot. Joe Staley.
That was later.
Yeah, that was whoever the guy was. There's the fumble right there.
Yeah.
See. Yeah, I'm sorry, America.
Except Pat Connaughton, number 43.
See, that's a fumble. Watch this. They're not going to even. Oh, they didn't have replay back then.
Nope, not replay.
Yeah, but Niners called timeout, and then you got to see it on TV.
I don't have eyes on the screen. How old is this? Is this like black and white or
1998?
Okay. Holmgren
said, "Hey,
well, they don't have replay, so I don't know." I'm just.
Holmgren is going off on the head ref.
Trying to
create. You come here. You
vision
you.
For the listener.
That was his first catch of the game.
Here we go.
Watch this. Watch this fumble
right here.
Fumble gets poked out of that right hand.
Fumble.
That's out.
Scott McGarahan, one of my good friends.
He's McGarahan.
He's a good scout right now, too, McGarahan.
One of the best poker players. Scott Frost is the best poker player of all time in Packer history.
Really?
The head coach in Nebraska.
So he's making some money over there in Lincoln?
Told you it was a fumble.
You said it.
It was clear as a fumble.
Yeah, that's a fumble.
His knee is not down. That's a fumble.
Wow.
But he's going to Atlanta to beat the Dirty Birds.
He is Jerry Rice.
So if the Saints can go back, can't we go back?
Nah, y'all too
the
old.
The Saints try.
Hey, you want me to
get your limitation?
Right. Okay. I'm gonna make you mad.
The Saints try to do
I'm
it.
Gonna, I'm gonna
hey,
make
you. You know what you're gonna have? You're gonna have fluid built up around your heart.
I'm gonna make you mad when I say this
again.
But if you would have knocked that ball out, it would have been a fumble.
Probably.
Because you had name recognition and they knew who you were. L-Y. So it was two legitimate names. Nobody knew who Scott McGarahan was. He just slipped and fell. That's why nobody knew who he was.
Well, it was a slippery turf.
But that's
that Terry Kirby?
Yeah, that turf is always slippery out there, though.
I do not want to see the
soggy.
Luckily, you're looking at me. I'm looking at the TV. And you're going to tell us how exciting the Bucks win last night was. Who would you rather see, Toronto or Philly, in the Eastern Conference Finals for
it's
the Bucks?
It's a horse apiece. I don't care at this point. We're getting this parade together, cuz. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
What?
Nah, they can beat up on either
you're
one.
You're already right now. You got to know we got to go at the end zone right here. I mean, this ain't no secret here.
There's 20 seconds left. They know they're firing
zone.
It.
You got to throw the end zone. You're up. Can't field goal don't do you no good.
Dump one down to Garrison Hurst.
That's like 7 seconds left.
Field goal don't do you no good, man.
I can't believe you guys are playing this.
This is awesome stuff.
The NFL Network is playing this. Yell at them for showing it.
We have remote controls. I mean.
Yeah, you can turn it off. You want to turn it off?
Leroy, you can come back here with me and watch PTI.
All right, man.
Field goal don't do
I got
no
coffee.
Good here,
yeah, no, they're going to the end zone here.
Leroy, field goal. Oh, cramped up. Got him, Leroy.
Got him. Every time a running back cramps up,
got
he beat
him
us. Remember, Terrell Davis got all
migraine-y.
He went out, came back.
Couldn't see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You all didn't know that. I feel bad, Leroy. This is supposed to be your weekend.
Hey, I'm in the Hall of Fame if we win this. That'll be the third Super Bowl.
You're right about that. Right.
We should have won Super Bowl 31. We should have won this game. Yeah. Another three Super Bowls.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
How much would you guys have beaten the Dirty Birds by in this
game? Man, we would have killed them. We had an unbelievable team.
You're this a more a talented team than the Birds.
This was a good team, but
was without Sean Jones in them, though.
They were still more talented than Atlanta that year.
They
Jamal Anderson and those fools.
Yeah, their quarterback, he was a throwback. He was pretty good that year.
Oh, that should have been a pitch right there. That's a pick right there. Come on, man.
Is he going to be at the wedding?
Who is that?
Craig Newsom.
Is he going to the wedding?
No.
That's too bad because you all could have harassed him the whole weekend. They hit him in both hands.
Right there, Roy.
Oh, man.
They hit him in both hands.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Put his head.
It
did not affect his hands.
Yeah, well,
you catch that.
Pull your neck back, man. You can't pull your neck back and still catch. That ain't easy.
That hit.
I don't know. You guys all got to play the fun football. I just. One of these fat guys is
back. Leroy.
Banging my head in the
wall. Now here comes.
Leroy, can we get deepest right here, cuz? That's all we got to do and bat it down.
We got the best team. We got four guys standing.
Holmgren takes off the headset.
On the goal line. We got four guys on the goal line.
Bail out.
We got eight guys deep.
Oh, come on.
Shiver gave him a good hit.
How does that go in there?
You're about to hit him.
Go for the pick.
You're about to hit him.
Polder.
Not the Polder.
We should have been deep as a deep and she had somebody underneath that. You knew where they were going.
Cloud hammers.
Where were you on that play?
Underneath.
We got three people rushing, right? Three people rushing.
Eight
got
in coverage.
Four underneath and four deep. There's no way you can get that.
How are you not? Man. I don't know. I'm sorry, man.
We had a safety.
Were you on the hash?
We had two.
Here you go.
Guys
there we go.
In
there.
They're going to be on the hash.
Now, who's that behind me? Sharper.
Sharper.
Now, Sharper needs to get in the middle. Go in the middle. Why? Go in the middle.
Yeah, that's
Darren. He's too deep. Oh.
You got to play goal line.
But why did you pull off of Owens? To let the safety get him?
Yeah,
to
that's
let
his guy. He's going in another zone.
Because you were with him off the line.
I wish we just played man on it. I would have been the hero.
You would have.
You would have picked that thing too.
I'd have been high stepping all the way back.
You would have taken it to the crib.
I wouldn't be on the big show if that would happen.
That was the day T.O.'s career changed. His whole life changed on that catch. His whole life changed on that catch.
It did.
That's crazy because he legitimately dropped 11 balls.
Frizz hot.
Frizz turned over in gray right now.
Fish grease.
Frizz just turned over a complete turnover in his gray right now up in Green Bay.
Yeah, he's upset.
Well, he don't even know how it happened.
I'm sorry, Leroy.
That's the best play call.
Aren't you glad you came in for the big show today now?
I didn't expect for it to happen. I blame you because you should have texted me and said, man, don't come in today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough.
I never know if you're coming in or not, so I didn't think a text would do nothing.
That's a good point.
Let's go to Ross on the northwest side of Milwaukee. Ross, who would you rather see, Toronto or Philly?
I'll take Toronto all day. I just the only guys that really scare me are Kawhi and Siakam. There's just too many scores, I think, on Philly to – it could just get hot at any moment. I think we could shut down them too. And the way our defense just collapses on how we did on Kyrie, I think we could do the same thing with these two.
Appreciate the call. It's going to be interesting to see how they have to cover Kawhi Leonard and who gets that assignment.
Kawhi Leonard, no one can cover him. Just like nobody can cover Giannis. But
it's an evil
what's the season
party.
Record?
I would say these sweets covered
Toronto.
It. Yeah.
Well. They beat Bucks beat Toronto 4-1 or something during the season.
Yeah, they own the Raptors.
Yeah, 3-1.
And then what did they do with Philly? What's their record against Philly?
Believe that was 2-2. Could be wrong. Host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee.
So the stress seemed like it was with Philly, but Philly to me just they're like Boston. They're all over the place. But Kawhi Leonard, man, that guy's amazing. So you know what? To be honest, that's a fan's question. Because players don't really care, to be honest with you. Neither team can beat the Bucks. Something has to go real bad. Yep. I mean, for anything to happen like this, I really do. They're just a better team, wire to wire. They're just a better team. So, with that being said, I don't think it really matters. But I would love to hear who the fans may want to play.
Got some tweets coming in on Leroy. Thomas says, y'all are cold at 105.7 FM. The Fan making at least 36 rewatch that game.
Thank you,
Come
Thomas.
On, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Thank you.
Hermbo tweets at The Fan says, love this stuff, guys. This should be a weekly segment. Rewatching 90s Packer games with at least 36.
Leroy would quit if that became a weekly segment.
No, there'd be a lot more wins than losses.
Well, it depends. If early 90s, no.
Here's another one from – oh, this is a good one. Mitch Dickey. I'd like to listen to At Least 36 narrate old Packer games he was involved in more often. Here's some behind-the-scenes in-game interactions. I think it's a good idea.
We didn't have some of the social media stuff, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, getting on the phone, now they have the iPads or whatever they're called. Microsoft Pad.
Well, I got the DVDs of like Super Bowl 31 we could bring in, the championship game out in San Francisco. We could watch some of those. Would you enjoy that a little more?
I want to rewatch the Cowboy games.
Yeah, when we beat them 42-17.
No, the ones that count. The other ones.
They don't make those. That one counted too, Steve.
That would be good.
Well, okay, let's do it. Let's do this. Did they have Michael Irvin?
Oh, we did this already, man.
I'm just asking
we
questions,
don't know
man.
The box
so you
score.
Want to
we don't. Yeah, they had everybody. Yeah,
they had triplets.
Yeah.
And they had Deion.
They were all there. You smoked them.
And
Lambeau.
Deion.
Yeah.
And they beat us at their place. So it's just like home and home, really.
It's a horse of peace.
Yeah, it's going to happen,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, is Deion going to your wedding?
No.
Irvin?
No.
Deion's in South Carolina right now.
I got first.
What's he doing in South Carolina?
Teachers, police,
kid, and dropping his kid off.
We got normal people to just. We don't need any celebrities for this. The celebrities are the people who come in.
Yeah, celebrities like Baby Tosh.
Are the three charities that are going to get a donation. You know, Salvation Army, Friends of Autism, and Hunger Task Force to me. You don't need that kind of stuff.
What are you talking about?
But I thought Deion and you were tight. I thought Deion might be coming.
Everybody. Yeah. I didn't go to his wedding either, though, Steve.
It's because you're a Packer. And he's a Cowboy.
I think what we're doing is unprecedented, inviting complete strangers to come. That'll never happen again, ever.
It's going to be something else. I'm excited for it. We're going to hear some more about the Leroy Butler wedding extravaganza as Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane rolls into the 5 o'clock hour. It's 5
T-Buck
o'clock already. We've been celebrating
T-Buck.
The Bucks going to the Eastern Conference Finals all day long with you at 414-799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.